Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm disappointed. I didn't play better. We didn't play better. Especially in the second half.
Nope, Steelers played terribly in the second half, getting outscored 28-9, 21-6 in the fourth quarter. Could have been worse if the Packers kicker wasn't bad, but he missed two. Could have been 41-25, which aesthetically would look even worse, but we all watched that game with our own two eyes.
Well, you got the kicker that you have a late touchdown and three 50-plus yard field goals, so in theory, you can minus 9-15 points off of that right there for the Steelers, too.
Sure.
So it could have been a 10-point effort.
But that's exactly where I wanted to go. And that's the thing that made them look even worse last night, was that they looked like petulant children. They got whooped in the second half, and DK Metcalf sticking his finger in a dude's face. Yeah. You got fighting after almost every other play. And I cannot stand that. Look, that's Philadelphia Flyers nonsense from back in their heyday. Oh, we're losing the game. This one's out of reach. Let's start throwing our body around. Let's start making them feel us after the whistle. Let's get the old face wash in there. And the undisciplined nature of some of their penalties, man, that is a poorly coached football team. Yeah. Mike Tomlin, after the Browns win, talked about how they can't be penalized as much as they were. And then it happened again in Cincinnati, and it happened again last night, and it popped up in bad moments. You're right, the Steelers could have had touchdowns on their first two drives, but you had a 3rd-and-8 turn into a 3rd-and-13, and you had a 3rd-and-5 turn into a 3rd-and-15. And you're just not going to convert those when you've got a great pass rush like Green Bay. There's not an aspect of the defense that played well, but offensively they shot themselves in their own feet. They could have been in this thing like they were against Cincinnati, but they kept themselves out of the end zone. And they've been great in the red zone all year because they haven't hurt themselves down there. They did in this game.
If you could put on your Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, Terrell Austin hat, even Arthur Smith, how does this team get better? Realistically, how can this team get better?
I guess you trade for a wide receiver, Mark. That'll solve everything. I mean, I do think you have to lean into the offensive side, but that gets more difficult without Sayamalu and you don't have your Spencer Anderson package.
You're just saying outscore him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, forget the defense. You're a lost cause.
It's either that or you bump up Calvin Anderson and he becomes your jumbo whenever Spencer's playing left guard and you really lean into running the football and limiting possessions and controlling the clock, something that they haven't done all season long.
I want to see some changes, and I'm not even saying personnel changes. Like I said, maybe Jalen Ramsey's safety, switch some people around, do something different. You just can't sit there and keep doing the same thing and think it's going to work, because we have a nice sample to say it's not going to work.
Correct.
And those other teams, they have pretty smart coaches.
Just wait until you see what Steichen does to Tomlin next week.
Jordan Love did basically what Flacco did, quick to flat this time to compare to slants. And you would imagine that's going to happen this week.
He dropped back 20 consecutive times and the ball didn't hit the ground. I mean, that is so pathetic. Yeah. I don't think the defense is fixable. So if you're asking me to put on my Mike Tomlin hat, I say you do what you can to augment the offense. And you try
to
fight fire with fire. And you try to be last year's Bengals or this year's Cowboys. And you try to outscore people. I mean, because I don't know what you can do defensively that they haven't. Because they have tried some stuff. They mixed stuff up against Cincinnati in the second half. Nothing they did worked.
I mean, are you getting to the point where you have to be extreme, though?
I'd blitz a lot more than they have. And they blitzed more last night than they did against Cincinnati. But if you're going to get burnt and you're going to give up big plays anyway, you might as well bring the blitz.
Yeah, I was not a big fan ever of like overreacting after one bad performance or maybe even two. But you're stringing them together now.
It now goes back 14 games.
You're stringing them. It's not good. I'm sure your text line saying it's how you get better. Fire Tomlin.
They're not going to do it at the end of the year, so honestly, they're certainly not going to do it during the year, and they're not going to get rid of Austin either. Not that it would make a difference.
We talked about this off air. Is if you're sitting there going to other sporting events, chanting "Fire Mike Tomlin," I think that's very classless.
I would agree.
Classless, not because it's Mike Tomlin. It's just a classless as a city, a fan base to be able to do that. I do not like that with Sullivan. I did not like that.
They didn't do it with Sullivan. They did it with Hextall.
Hextall. I didn't like that at all. I didn't even like the Matt Canada one. I just didn't like it. No. It's embarrassing.
It worked for Penn State.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.